Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
It's the Patriots and Broncos. It's the AFC title game. It's Brady Manning 17, and it's coming up on Sunday. First thing you have to do when you take on the Denver Broncos, this is not the same Denver Broncos offense that we're used to. Peyton Manning, not physically the same guy, so it's all about stopping the run. Yes, as strange as that sounds, it's all about the run in Denver. Both C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman, both are capable of carrying the load. Both average better than 4 yards a carry. And down the stretch, the second half of the season, the Broncos became a very dangerous team on the ground. If they run for 100 yards flat out, they win. That's what Bill Belichick's message was this week. You can't allow Denver to run for 100 yards, so that puts the onus on that front seven. That could be a problem. Some of those guys are banged up. Jamie Collins, Dante Hightower, Chandler Jones. They're going to need to be on the field. They're going to need to be healthy enough to contribute, and they're going to have to shut it down. Now, for the Patriots' offense, obviously, they got their weapons back against Kansas City, and it looked like the Patriots' offense of old. That's bad news for the Broncos, obviously. But you have Julian Edelman, you have Rob Gronkowski, and to me, you do not have an answer for those guys. Chris Harris is a very talented cornerback for the Broncos. He's banged up with a shoulder problem. He's the guy that I think, under normal circumstances, would take Edelman in the slot. I think he's going to need some help because I don't think physically he's ready for that challenge to go at Edelman and prevent those yards after the catch. The Steelers had a lot of big plays last week, and they were all on short passes that turned into long runs after the catch because of missed tackles. Aqib Talib, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get a load of Rob Gronkowski here. He's not strong enough to take on Gronk by himself, but I think he'll be involved in that. So I think very interesting to see how the matchups go here for Denver. But the one I think that they can't handle remains the tight end, Rob Gronkowski. Now, the Broncos also have some receivers that are going to be tough to deal with. Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, two very talented guys. I think you might see a flip-flop for what you saw in Week 12. I think Logan Ryan is going to be on Sanders with a little bit of help from Devin McCourty. I like the idea of Malcolm Butler on Demaryius Thomas. They didn't match up a lot in that first game, but I think Thomas's physicality is better suited for a guy like Butler, who I think likes to get physical and is a little bit more up to that physical challenge. But to me, it all comes down to a very simple fact. Tom Brady is playing at a much higher level than Peyton Manning. I don't think Manning can keep up. I don't think he'll play well enough physically to match Tom Brady's points. And I think the Patriots move on to Santa Clara with a 27-19 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.